次跟大家聚在一起。
I'm so happy that I can, we can gather together.
不知道大家记不记得上个月我们在这里，我们的交通的主题是什么？
I'm not sure if you still remember, what topic we have shared last time here.
记不记得？
Do you still remember?
我怕你们是很客气，而不是不记得。
Maybe you're just shy, and I think you still can remember the topic.
上个月我跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目是为神得着虔诚的后裔。
So last week the topic I shared here with brothers and sisters was seeking the godly offspring for the Lord.
是第六次是讲到神的话。
It's the sixth time he's talking about, was talking about God's words.
上次因为时间关系没有讲完，主若愿意，我盼望今天能够继续把这个主题讲完。
Because of the limitation of time, I didn't finish last time. If the Lord willing, I would like to continue this topic.
就是关于神的话这个主题讲完。
About God's words.
我要强调这个题目不单只是为着做父母的，也是为着每一个弟兄姊妹的。
I would like to emphasize that this topic is not only for parents, but also for every brother and sisters.
但是对做父母来讲是更加的重要。
However, it's more important for those parents.
因为他是否有把神的话记在心上，不单只是影响自己。
And for parents, this is not only affects ourselves if we remember God's word in our hearts.
也是直接影响这个父母能否把孩子带到神跟前，为神得着虔诚的后裔，是直接影响孩子的成长的。
And this would also affect parents if we can bring our children to the Lord, and this is directly affect to our next generation's growth.
我们先来读《生命记》。第六章
Let's have a read the book, Deuteronomy chapter 6.
我们翻到后我们一起来念。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a pray.
所以我们来到你跟前，我们完全的投靠你。
So dear Lord Jesus, when we come before you, we submit ourselves to you.
我们谢谢你给我们这个宝贵的机会，能够在你话语上我们彼此交通，跟弟兄姊妹。
We thank you giving us this great opportunity together to learn your words.
我们求你帮助我们的心，不要把这些聚集当作平常。
May you help our hearts that we don't treat this gathering is like normal.
当我们读圣灵所默示的话的时候，叫我们的心不要把它们当作平常。
When we read your words and let us have a humble heart and do not treat these words as like normal messages.
就要给我们一个敬畏你的心，一个敞开的耳朵。
May you give our a fear heart and also an open ear.
主，也求你用宝血遮盖讲的跟翻的。
May your precious blood cover the speaker, the interpreter.
你隐藏我们。
May you hide us.
以致我们靠着你的恩典，能够被圣灵膏抹。能够把你的话讲得清楚。
So we could be anointed by your Holy Spirit and can deliver your message clearly.
我们也求你用你的膏膏抹每一位的心，以致能够敞开听你的话。
So may you anoint everyone's heart so we can have an open heart to your words.
以致我们都听你的话，我们就快跑。跟随你。
So once we hear your words, then we can follow you.
以致我们能够结果子，归荣耀给神。
Then we can give glory to you and have a good seeds because of these words.
叫撒旦蒙羞蒙羞
so that Satan may be shamed.
主的名被高举
and your name will be lifted up.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们交通过圣经都是神所默示的是神的话
So last time we share about the Bible was inspiration by the Lord is the Lord's words.
是神的 Logos, 是客观的真理
So this is the God's Logos, this is objective truth.
当圣灵把这个客观的真理神的话 Logos 说进我们的心里头的时候这就成为我们主观经历的神的话 Rhema.
So when the Holy SpiritSpeak this word to our hearts, the Logos into our hearts, and we have a truly experience of this word will become our subjective experience.
我们要刻慕每天分别时间通过读主的话来跟主交通。
So we have a desire heart to spare some time to have fellowship with the Lord.
要除去那些污秽的话。
So we do not speak any evil words from our mouth.
包括口里说出来的污秽的话和耳朵听进去污秽的话
including those words we speak out from our mouth and also some evil words we hear from our ears
我们要爱慕神的话追求认识神的 Logos
so we need to have a desire to, for God's words and to know his, the God's Logos
也追求经历神的 Rhema
we also need to have an experience ofthe God's words, Rhema.
像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样把主的话记在心上。
Just like the newborn baby who are seeking the milk.
好叫我们属灵生命能够扎实的真实的成长。
So can let our spiritual life can grow truly.
提摩太后书三章十六节十七节这样说。
So in the 2 Timothy chapter, 6, chapter 3 verse 16 to 17 it says
那你说圣经都是神所默示的欲教训读者
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrines, for reproof, for correction
读者方面就是教人认识自己的错误
So it's let man to learn theOur errors and our faults.
使人归正，就是叫人认识自己错误后，重新归回到正路上。
So for correction, so when we know our faults, then we can go back to the right direction.
教导人学义，就是教导人在归回正路上学习，跟从神的旨意。
For instruction in righteousness, it means we follow God's will.
这些都是有益的。
This is all benefits for us.
所以圣经对于这一切都是有益的。
So this is all benefits for everybody.
叫属神的人得以完全。
So, let the man of God may be complete.
所以叫属神的人越来越 成长、成熟、越来越像主。
So let the man of God, may be mature and more and like the Lord.
预备行各样的善事。
To thoroughly equip for every good work.
被神去装备，去做各样合乎神心意的事。
So equip by God to prepare to do all the good works.
所以圣经对于基督徒是非常重要的。
So the Bible is really, really important to every Christian.
基督徒活在地上必须常读圣经，相信圣经。顺从圣经
So while Christians still living in the world we need to study the Bible to trust the Bible and also obey the Bible
正如主耶稣说人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话
Just like Jesus says man live is not by the breath alone but also by the words from the Lord
过去这个月你有没有学习操练每天分别时间通过主的话来亲近主与他交通
So in the past month did you learn that to have a spare time with the Lord every day to have a fellowship with him
如果有为你感恩
I give thanks to the Lord if you did that.
我相信你会慢慢经历神在你身上的改变，甚至或许你已经觉察、观察到你身上的改变。
So I believe that if you have that experience and practical in your life, you will feel the changes in your life.
你心中会因着亲近主而多了平安，生活多了力量。
You will have more power in your life and also have more peace in your life if you draw near to the Lord.
两三个月之前，有一个初信的姊妹，她正在身处一个很大的难处里头。
In the past few months, there is a new believer sister. She was in a big difficulty, big challenges.
我就鼓励她每天要读圣经，亲近主。
I encouraged her to read the Bible and draw near to the Lord every day.
他说他每天的工作在走路都常常心中向着主祷告的。
So she told me, she prayed to the Lord, every moment, every chance, even though she was walking on the street.
他都这样跟主交通，因为他知道他的艰难里头没有主呢，他是不能够生活的。
She had fellowship with the Lord. She knew that if she can't overcome these difficulties if she didn't have fellowship with the Lord.
但是她没有读圣经。
However, she didn't read the Bible.
我就直接跟她说。
I spoke to her.
你向主祷告，跟主交通，心中依靠主都很好，但是不够。
It is not enough, even though you pray to the Lord and have fellowship with the Lord and rely on Him.
因为基督徒是非常需要让神用圣经的话来向我们讲话。
Every Christian really needs the Lord speak to them through the Bible.
喂养我们，教导我们。
To feed us and teach us.
感谢主，他很单纯，愿意去操练。
Praise the Lord, she was so simple and she was willing to practice.
他虽然因着身处的难处本来已经忙得透不过气来了，但是因着他要的心，神给他智慧去安排他的生活时间。
Although she was in that great difficulties, she didn't have too much time to spend with the Lord. However, because of her willing heart, God gave her wisdom to organize.The time efficiently, so she can have fellowship with the Lord.
她真的每天通过一章的圣经去听主要给她的话。
So truly, she read the Bible every day and to listen to God's word.
从新约的第一卷书马太福音开始。
Through the New Testament, Matthew.
一个月之后，她告诉我。
After 1 month, she told me.
每天所思想的那一章圣经虽有很多他都不明白。
Although that chapter she read, she might not fully understand.
但是总有遇到一些他能够有点明白的经节，哪怕是一句两句。
However, every chapter she read at least have one or two sentences, she knew it.
这个能够鼓励他，教导他。
This really encouraged her and teach her.
我为他感恩，虽然他身上的难处并没有减少。
I give thanks to the Lord, although she's still in that difficulty.
反而难处越变得越厉害，越艰难。
And the difficulty is getting greater and harder.
但是我却看见在他身上有主的恩典慢慢彰显，他的信心慢慢的增长。
However, I can see the Lord's grace on her and also.Her faith was growing every day, day by day.
但是你呢？
How about you?
如果你有这个学习，我鼓励你继续的去学习。
If you are learning this, I encourage you to continue.
如果没有，不要再等。
If you didn't, please don't wait.
尽早付诸行动去操练。
And try to practice it as soon as possible.
以致你能够认识主的 Logos, 更多经历主的 Rhema.
So you could know his Logos and also have experience with his Rhema.
这些的经历不单指个人受益，也装备你有更多的经历过神的话来帮助你的孩子。
So these experiences are not only beneficial to yourself, but also equip you to have more experience of God's word to teach and help your children.
讲到经历神的话，我想起我年轻的时候一个经历。
So when I speak to the experience of God's word, I remember one experience that I have when I was young.
我那个时候是大学一年级期末考试。
At the time, I was in the first year of university, and that was in the final exam.
早上考试做得很差。
In the morning, I didn't do well in the exam.
考完我就很惧怕，我怕留级，我一生人从来没有留级过。
I was so fear that I failed that test, and because in my past, I didn't fail any exam.
下午又要考同一个科的第二份考卷。
However,
所以我的当时很紧张。
However, in the afternoon, I have the same test as the other part of the same subject.
午饭后我就立刻回到我的宿舍房间，我跪下来祷告。
So after lunch, I went back to my room and kneeled down and prayed to the Lord.
当我要闭上眼睛之前，忽然看见房间那个露台啊。后常常都看到那个山。
So just before I closed my eye, I saw the mountain outside my balcony.
一段之前读过的、记得的经文突然出现在我心里头。
One scripture I read before suddenly appeared in my heart.
是诗篇121篇第一到第二节。
It was Psalm 121, verse 1 to verse 2.
那你说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
It was written, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
我当时立刻就知道这是从神来的。
I suddenly know that was coming from the Lord.
圣灵用这两节的圣经的 Logos 安慰我，坚固我。
So the Holy Spirit comfort me and strengthen me with these two Logos.
就成为我应试的帮助，成为我的神给我的 Rhema.
That was my happy message and was my Rhema.
我就靠着他做下午的考题。
And I attend exam, relying on the God's word.
感谢主的恩典，那一年级我顺利升级，不用留级。
Praise the Lord and His grace, and I successfully passed that exam.
就是那一年我不需要留级了。
And I don't need to repeat again.
不过最重要就是我经历了神的 Rhema 和他自己。
But importantly, I experienced God's Rhema and Himself.
我们的帮助是从创造天地的耶和华而来。
Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
另外一次经历就是在发生十多年之后。
Another experience was happened decade ago.
After
a decade.
当时我在香港已经得到移民澳洲的签证。
At the time I was in Hong Kong and I received the migrant letter from Australia.
但是最后的期限之前，我不知道我是否应该移民澳洲还是放弃移民。
But before the deadline, I was still not sure if I will migrate to Australia or continue to live in Hong Kong.
一直在那里专心继续生活在香港，在香港服侍。
And I can continue my ministry and life in Hong Kong.
那个时候我一家三口在香港已经是蛮安顿了。
So at the time, my family had a really stable life in Hong Kong.
有一份稳定不错自己也喜欢的教书的工作。
So I had a really stable job and which I really like it, and it's the teaching job.
又在教会里头跟年长的弟兄们学习同的配搭服侍。
So also, in the church, I had learned to serve the Lord with older brothers and sisters.
教会里头无论是年轻的或者年长的都很爱我和处方。
So no matter the young or the elders in the church, they both love me and my wife.
包括当时四岁大的 Joy 女儿。
Including my daughter Joy.
我们觉得很蒙恩，很蒙爱。
We felt that we were blessed.
那个时候我不知道是否神是要带领我从香港连根拔起，去一个新的国家，学习新的工作。
I was not sure at the time if the Lord were willing me to migrate to a new country to start with a new life and new job.
重新跟另外的一般不认识的弟兄姊妹一起交通。学习一同配搭服事。
To start to serve the Lord and have fellowship with some brothers and sisters I have never met in my life.
有很多未知之数，也有许多的惧怕。
There were many uncertainty and fears.
有一个晚上，当我一个人跪在地上祷告的时候。
So there was one night when I kneeling down and praying to the Lord.
我特别是为了这个事情祷告。
Especially praying for these special things.
圣灵就用十多年前同一篇的诗篇121篇其余的几节的圣经来向我说话。
So at the time, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, through the Psalm 121, the verse 3 to verse 8.
是第三到第八节。
Verse 3 to 8.
那里说他必不叫你的脚摇动。保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边硬币，白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害。他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
Psalm 121, verse 3 to 8. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, who he keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
来到澳洲我才更多明白澳洲的太阳是很厉害的。
So when I came to Australia, I knew that the sun was really strong here.
那主说太阳必不伤你。
The Lord said, the sun shall not strike you by day.
我当时因着这几节的经文，心里就有平安，决定举家移民来澳洲。
Because of these verses, I had peace in my heart and a desire to migrate to Australia.
来了澳洲二十多年。
So I have been here for over 20 years.
有时候经历一些超过我能想象的难处。
And sometimes I had some really difficulties that beyond my imagination.
这些难处远远超过我们自己的力量去面对。
This difficult, I can't even overcome these difficulties by my strength.
在黑暗的日子是神借着诗篇121篇来给我心里头的平安。
So in those darkness days, the Lord gave me peace to overcome these difficulties through the Psalm 121.
无论那个处境，我感觉是多么的可怕绝望，但是我都知道自己是在神的手中。
So no matter how fearful the environment was, I knew that I was in the Lord's hand.
他既然带领我来澳洲，他必定负我的责任。
He will take my responsibility when he decided to take me to Australia.
这些经历过的神的话不单成为我们脚前的灯路上的光。
So this God's words not only become our lights and also the lights of the road and also the lamp before our feet.
也能帮助我们更多看见神话语的宝贝。
So it could also help us to see the precious of the Lord's words.
要更多把主的话放在心上。
So we could have the desire to keep the more words, God's words in our heart.
今天的人是何等缺乏神的话。
So in today's world, people are lacking of God's words.
包括我们的孩子，甚至包括基督徒的父母。
Including our children and also parents.
亚摩斯书第八章十一节到十三节这样说。
So in Amos chapter 8 verse 11 to verse 13.
主耶和华说：日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水。乃因不听耶和华的话，他们必漂流，从这海到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求耶和华的话，却寻不着。当那日，美貌的处女和少年的男子，必因干渴发昏。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread.Nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. In that day, the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst.
今天特别是在那些已经发展的发达国家，处处都是各式各样美味的饼，充足的水。
So especially in those developed countries, you can find the delicious bread and water everywhere.
但是却越来越多的年轻人患上厌食症。
However, more and more youngsters had the anorexia nervosa.
厌食症是精神病患者死亡率最高的一种病。
So anorexia nervosa is some of the mental disease that could lead to death.
5%-10% 的患者呢会十年内死亡。
About 5%-10% of sickers would die in 10 years, within 10 years.
20% 的患者20年内死亡。
About 20% of patients would die within 20 years.
厌食症很多时候是和身材的自我形象有关的。
So this disease may always relate to our body shape and our self-image.
在青少年中间，厌食症是三大慢性病之一。
So among the youngsters,Anorexia nervosa is one of the chronic disease.
我们今天的年轻人所面对的压力是非常大的。
In today's world, youngsters are facing great pressures in life.
因为撒旦的谎言更厉害，世界的诱惑更厉害。
Because the more fakeness from Satan and also attractiveness from the world.
所以今天也有不少的孩子呢，他们虽然没有厌食症。
So although there are some children, they do not have the anorexia nervosa.
他们的身体因为不断的吸收食物，一天一天的长得又高又大。
And their bodies they grow stronger, taller, and bigger because of the food.
但是他们的心灵啊，却因缺乏主的话，非常的脆弱。
However, their hearts are really brittle because they are lacking of God's words.
他们分辨不了撒旦的谎言。
They can't describe Satan's liar.
他们经不起蓬勃的压力和世界的诱惑。
So they are under peer pressures and checklists from the world.
叫他们自己很痛苦。
And they feel sorrows.
也叫家人很担忧。
And also let their family a burden on them.
所以今天的孩子是非常需要神的话的。
So children, in today's world, children are really needed God's word.
谁该把主的话给他们呢？
Who should give the Lord's word to them?
是父母。
Parents.
基督徒父母要负起主要的责任，把主的话喂养自己的孩子。
Christian parents should have the major responsibility to feed their children,
而不是主日学的老师。
Not the Sunday school teachers.
主日学的老师只是一个星期七天里的一两个小时跟孩子一起。
Sunday school teachers only spend 1 or 2 hours.With your children every Sunday.
他们的角色是辅助的。
So they are just helper.
不是主要的。
They are not major to raise up your children.
主日学本来的任务是要帮助那些来自非基督徒家庭的孩子的。
The Sunday school was for the children from non-Christian family.
基督徒家庭的孩子属灵的成长的责任主要是由基督徒父母自己来承担的。
Children from Christian family, their spiritual life, parents should take the responsibility for children's spiritual life.
我讲的比较重，因为我看见今天有很多年轻的父母，你们要很小心。
I say that strongly because I see that there are many young Christian parents.You need to be careful.
圣经没有说，把教导孩子的责任交给教会。
The Bible didn't say it, the church should raise up your children.
新约的以弗所书第六章第四节这样说。
So in the book Ephesians chapter 6.Verse 4.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
但是如果做父母自己没有认识神客观真理的 logos,
however, if you don't know the God's logos,
没有经历神的话 rhema,
and you don't have experience of the God's rhema,
那个神活泼的话
the living words from the Lord,
父母从那里来主的话去养育自己的孩子呢？
How could you teach your children, by God's words?
没有神的话，父母就只能够用世界的价值观和方法养育孩子了。
Without God's words, parents can only teach and raise up their children from the world's value and the world's methods.
只会用自己的血气去惹儿女的气呢？
So we will to provoke our children.
所以父母要为这为神得虔诚的后裔有一个非常迫切的需要。
So therefore, we have a urgently need to to seeking the godly offspring for the Lord.
就是要自己追求认识得着神的话。
So which is to seeking the God's words by ourselves.
特别是年轻的父母。
Especially young parents.
你们最迫切的需要不是去追求得着一个房子。
Your major needs was, is not to finding a house.
那是要追求得着神的话。
Is to seeking God's words.
有一些人说，我知道神的话很重要。
Some people may say, I know that God's words are really important.
我也尝试每天读圣经，但是我没有得着。
I've tried to read the Bible every day, however, I don't get anything.
我对神的话没有兴趣，对圣经没有胃口，觉得乏味。
I lost the interest of reading Bible, and I just boring.
刚才说，今天有一些孩子患上那个厌食症。
As I mentioned before, some children have the anorexia problems.
今天是否你某程度上？也患上这个属灵的厌食症呢？
Do you have the same problems in your heart? Do you have the same problem in your spiritual life?
有些时候我们对着主的话没有胃口，就好像小孩子，因着零食吃的太多了，吃饭的时候就没胃口了。
Sometimes we feel boring of reading God's words, just like some children that eat.Too much other foods, and they didn't want to eat anything in the meal time.
零食英文叫 junk food.
So some food they call junk food.
中文直译呢，直接的翻译就是垃圾食物。
So in Chinese, just like junk food, rubbish.
你的生活里头有没有 junk food 呢？
Do you have junk food in your life?
你的 Facebook、微信的 Moment、手机的或者电脑上的游戏或者韩剧
，Facebook、WeChat Moment、your phone、your computer games or other TV series，
他们正在影响你亲近主、读主话的胃口和时间，有没有呢
？So they are affecting your time with the Lord。
如果有。我们需要把这些的征服挪开。
If you had this problem, we need to take away this strong food in our life.
有一些人他们的问题不是征服。
Some people their problems are not associated with junk food.
那是一些基督徒的书报。
Are Christian books or magazines.
他们只读基督徒的书报，而不读圣经。
They only read Christian magazine books, but they don't read Bible.
我们不要讲那一些不好的、混杂的、误导人的基督徒书报。
I don't say those Christian magazine books that fulfill with misleading.
甚至是好的合乎真理的一些基督徒书报都不该让他们影响我们这读主的话亲近主的时间。
I mean that although those good Christian books or magazines which, they shouldn't affect our time, quality time with the Lord.
无论这些书报是多么的好都远远不能跟圣经相比的。
No matter how good of these books, they could not compare with the Bible.
因为圣经是神所默示的，是带着神的能力和权柄的。
Because of Scripture, the Bible, is inspiration of the Lord, and is fulfilled with the Lord's power.
当圣灵用神的话来感动向你说话的时候，那个冲击力。
So when the Lord speaks to you through the Bible, there is a power.
跟一个人或者一些书报所讲的话给你的影响是不同的。
There's a big difference between some Christian magazines that affect on you. We need to clearly know that no matter how good the scripture book are, it's still not that important than reading the Bible.
又或者你多么殷勤地参加多少的聚会，那些聚会是多么的好，或者你殷勤服侍主多么的劳苦。
No matter how many meetings, how many good meetings you are attending, and you have a heart in servicing the Lord,
都不能够取代我们个人读经亲近神。
And these good activities should not take away your time, your quality time with the Lord.
没有这个，你在风平浪静的时候还可以。
Without this, and if the environment is peace,
但是当你面对人生的试炼的时候，你很快就要垮台了。
However, if when you facing difficulties in your life.You will lose faith and you.
第三，今天有些基督徒对神的话没有兴趣，感觉乏味，对神的话没有期望，是因为他们耳朵已经发沉了。
The third point is, some Christians today they feel reading the Bible, is boring because their ears is, because of their ears.
Heavy
because their ears are heavy.
为什么耳朵发沉呢？
Why their ears are heavy?
以西结书第十二章第二节解析。
So in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 12, verse 2 says,
人子啊，你住在波尼的家中，他们有眼睛看不见，有耳朵听不见。因为他们是波尼之家。
Son of man, you dwell in the midst of the rebellious house, which has eyes to see but not to see, the ears to hear but not to hear, for they are rebellious house.
为什么他们今天耳朵发沉呢？因为他们今天已经成为波尼之家。
Why their ears are heavy? Because they are living in the rebellious of house.
今天你的耳朵是否已经发沉了？
Are your ears heavy?
你已经成为伯尼之家呢？
Are you a rebellious house?
神的话有多久对你已经失去那个冲击力呢？
How long you lose the impact power from the lost word?
失去了影响力。
Lose the affection of the God's word.
我们可以想一想，对上一次是几时你所读的圣经、听到的圣经，叫你在神面前感觉亏欠、羞愧，要在神跟前认罪悔改的。
So let's think about it. When was the last time? When God spoke to you, you feel shamefulness and you repent before Him.
对上一次是几时应作神的话，你有一个行动或者行为上的改变。
So when was the last time you changed your behavior or habit because of God's word?
是几时你跟儿子说对不起，或者请求妻子原谅你？
So when was the last time you said sorry to your children or you beg a pardon from your wife?
因着读到主的话，听见主的话。
Because reading God's word and hear from the Lord.
能不能够想到呢？
Could you remember it?
是否很容易就想到呢？
Is it easy to remember it or is it difficult for you?
还是很久才能够想到呢？
Or It took you a quite a while to remember it.
想到一个很久很久以前的事呢？
Was it a long time ago?
还是根本想不到呢？
Or you can't barely think about it, remember it.
因为太久了。
Because it was a long time ago.
上星期教会有一个青年营，有100多年人参加，主题是传染百善。
So last time we had a youth camp that there were about over 100 brothers and sisters, youngsters attended. The topic was all in.
年轻人做了不同的短居，其中一模这样讲。
So, the youngsters, they had a short activities that shows.
讲到一个母亲主日早上催孩子起床去聚会。
A mother was calling her child to wake up on Sunday.
孩子在床上不愿意起来。
The child didn't want to wake up.
孩子说，你常常礼拜天去聚会，去了这么久，对你的生活起了什么改变呢？
The child said to his mother, you go to church every day and for a long time. How this affect your life? Does this activity change you?
当然孩子这样回答很可能就是明显的一个借口。
Of course, we probably know that this is just an excuse from the children, from the child.
因为孩子也要负他自己属灵的责任的。
Because the child also need to take the responsibility of his spiritual life.
但是孩子不找别的借口，却找这一个借口。
However, the child didn't take any excuse, but only this one.
很可能反映出母亲每个礼拜聚会却没有带来孩子的吸引力。
So this may reflect that although the mother attend meeting every week, however couldn't help her child to go to church.
或者母亲的信主没有改变她在孩子面前对丈夫对爸爸的那个态度。
Maybe the faith of this mother have not changed any attitudes before her husband.
没有吸引孩子去炫目认识神。
And didn't attract her child to have a heart to know the Lord.
其实一个基督徒能够继续爱慕神的话，
Surely, if a Christian can continue to love God's words,
不觉得神的话沉闷，那个秘诀是什么？
And what's the secret that he or she doesn't feel reading God's word is boring?
秘诀就是要经历神的话。
The secret is experiencing God's words.
你越经历神的话，你就会越爱慕神的话。
The more you have experience in the Lord's word, the more you love God's word.
当圣灵借着圣经的话来感动你我去实践所读到的某一个真理的时候。
So when the Lord move your hearts through His words to practice some truth,
你我就顺服，信靠顺服，哪怕是个很小的行动。
We just trust and obey to practice it.
这个顺从可以叫你经历神的话的宝贵和信实。
This obedience could help us to experience God's words faithful and precious.
这样读圣经一点都不沉闷的，一点都不乏味的。
And in this way, when we read the Bible, we will not feel any boring of reading it.
是可以很精彩的。
This could be exciting.
甚至是有时候有血有泪的。
So we can, really exciting to read God's words.
因为需要你全人的摆上。
This requires you to submit yourself to the Lord and all Him.
所以一个基督徒怎样去重新恢复对神话的兴趣？
So, how could a Christian to recover the interest of reading God's words?
他需要悔改、回转、归向神。
He needs to repent and goes back to the Lord.
神是蛮有恩典的。
Our Lord is fulfilled of greatness.
无论我们今天的光景怎样，神都在等着我们回到他那里。
No matter what situation we are today, the God is waiting for us to repent.
他说他的宝血可以洗净我们。
He said his precious blood could cleanse us.
他的恩典够我们用。
His grace is sufficient for us.
无论我们今天的处境怎样，就好像刚才所说，一个初信的姊妹，她的处境很艰难。
No matter what situation we are.Just like I mentioned before, a new believer's sister was in a great difficulty.
We could draw
near to the Lord based on His precious blood. He's waiting for us.
So let's
read the
以斯拉记第七章第十节。我先用中文读一次。
Israel chapter 7 verse 10。
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
So chapter 7 verse 10.For Israel had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel.
这一节头一句话告诉我们，以斯拉做了三件事。
So in the first sentence, it told us Israel did three things.
第一，他定制。
So he had prepared his heart.
他定制什么呢?
What he prepared his heart for.
他定制去考究和定制去遵行耶和华的律法。
So he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it.
这个定制是非常重要的。
It's really important for us to be prepared.
因为我们周围有很多东西都会夺去，会偷走我们的时间。
So we have a lot of things or activity around us will steal our time.
可能那些东西不一定是不好的，可能是好东西。
The things or activity maybe are good.
但是却把我们生命里头不可或缺的亲近主的时间牺牲了。
However, they could.Possibly steal our precious time with the Lord.
在这个青年营里头也讲到保罗，他要将万事当作有损的，因为他以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
So in the youth camp, Paul, in the Bible, Paul said he treat everything as rubbish and he diligent to know the Lord Jesus and treat him as a precious.
他为着要得着基督。
In order to gain the Christ.
以斯拉他定制。
Israel had prepared his heart.
然后呢，第二就是他也真的付诸行动去考究耶和华的律法。
And to seek the law of the Lord and to do it.
第三，他不单只考究，他也遵行。
Third point is not only seek it, but also do it.
他自己不单爱神的话，付代价在神的话上面。
He was not only love God's word and pay high price on God's word.
记住，这个付代价在神话语上面不单只是考究，也是要去遵行。
So pay the price on God's word is not only seek His words, but also we need to obey it.
因为去遵行需要时间，需要心思，需要亲近主。
So obey God's words require us to have time and to draw near to the Lord.
不单这样，他也把神的话教训以色列人。
Apart from that, he also teach Israel.
我盼望神在我们中间兴起一个一个的以示拉。
I hope that the God can rise up one more and more Israel.
自己定制、考究、遵行神的话。
We prepare our heart to seek God's word.
并且将神的话教训自己的儿女
，and also teach God's words to our children，
叫神在他自己的家中得到更多因神的话而心灵强健的孩子。
So let the God can gain more godly offspring that with a strong heart，
让神得着虔诚的。在我们中间得着虔诚的下一代。
So could let God gain more godly offsprings among us.
所以盼望特别是年轻人。
We hope that especially young people.
对于已经孩子已经长大了。
For those people that their children are growth，
我们也不灰心。
We don't lose our heart。
可能我们觉得好像错过很多的日子了。
So we think we may have a lot of time with them already。
但是神是可以有恩典的。
But our God fulfill of grace。
那些蝗虫马蚱吃过的日子，神可以赎回的。
So in the past time that we lost, God can also still can give us more opportunity in the future.
奥古斯丁的妈妈 Monica， 她祷告，甚至奥古斯丁长大成人，已经年纪蛮大的，她才信主。
So sister called Monica, and he prayed for his trial, although his trial already was mature, he still can believe in the Lord.
让我们今天也被主改变。
So maybe we can be changed by our God.
当孩子看见我们心上的改变，吸引他去有一个口味，去认识我们这么宝贵的主。
So when our children see the changes in us, They may are willing to read God's words, have interest in God's words.
我们祷告。
Let's bow ahead and pray.
主耶稣，我们为着你给我们宝贵的圣经，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we give thanks and praise to you that you gave us this precious Bible.
我们感谢你在你那里有够用的恩典。
We thank you. You have sufficient grace for us.
我们求你借着你的话，圣灵自己鼓励我们的心。
So we hope that through your words, the Holy Spirit can encourage our heart.
以致我们能够再次来亲近你。
So we could draw near to you again.
听你的话，认识你的话。遵行你的话。
To hear your words, know your words, and obey your words.
以致我们经历你话语的安慰、力量、宝贵。
So we could have experience of the power of your words, comfort of your words, and also precious of your words.
以致我们能够学习为你得着虔诚的后裔。
So we could learn to seeking a godly offspring for you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.